now 30 seconds from ignition of the SPS engine for that 2.4 second burn. Now that maneuver will be primarily to control the altitude of the spacecraft as it goes around the backside of the moon at perigee. Targeting there is for 60 nautical miles. 10 seconds now to the burn. 5, 4. And we have confirmation of SPS ignition. The thrust looks nominal, says the flight dynamics officer. And we should have shutdown also. We'll have confirmation of that shortly. And the guidance and control officer advises the flight director the burn time was 2.4 seconds, exactly nominal, just what was planned. That should have given us a velocity increase of about 24 or 25 feet per second. We've now taken the batteries off the line. Their job done in assisting carrying the heavier than normal electrical loads during a major maneuver of this sort, even though a very short maneuver. They will then be recharged to bring them up to full charge for the next maneuver or use of the SPS system. The initial indication was that the service propulsion system engine, which all ground testing and previous flights has shown to be extremely reliable, and it appears to have demonstrated that reliability once again in this ignition, the first time that engine has been used on this mission. Of course, the flight controllers here in Mission Control Center are monitoring very closely the performance of the engine, and also happy to have this opportunity prior to inserting the spacecraft into lunar orbit. Of course, that is the engine that would be required to put the spacecraft into lunar orbit and also to take it out of lunar orbit and send it back to Earth. At 11 hours, 2 minutes, this is Apollo Control.